Captain Martin Doherty, captain of Eastern Hearts, must be a privilege to be looking to a final. 2010 since he last competed in a final.
Yeah, that's true. It was my first year on the panel in 2010 when we won the championship. So, and I thought maybe every year that we'd be in the final. But look, you know, we've had a few lean years, and you know, I'm just delighted to be captain this year. And I said there's 15 captains. There's not just one. Like, we're all a team. Like, there's never any individual. It's all about the collective, and that's what has got us this far. Like.
Suppose you kind of said it, lean years, and it's been scraping up over, either getting out of the group or maybe pulling a good performance in for a quarter final, but never really putting a couple of performances together, which you have done. And as I mentioned earlier to you, that game against Kerry kind of stood to you. He was in the meddling pot for both sides, and he just hung on, and I think it was Shane O'Grady got a couple of good scores that day to get over the line.
Yeah, like, you know, you said there, first of all, you know, a few lean years when we were down in fighting relegation, but they're important years too. We stuck together, like, you know, fair enough, we might have had the players coming through, but we all stuck together and we stayed senior, and you know, we weren't really in danger going down. And look, the last few years, 3 years ago when King first came, got to a quarter final, then we got to a semi final, and now this year we're in the final. So it's always progress, and you know, we have great young lads coming through. Like, so you mentioned Shane O'Grady there, like, great forward. You have Evan Lavin, young James O'Hara, there's other younger lads on the bench even, like, that have really pushed us through the pin of our collar for our place in the team this year. And that's a big, big part of why we're where we are.
He showed a lot of character as well against St Mary's. I think it was 5 or 6 points you were down midway through the second half, and he never stopped dying, and he kept till the end, and he got the goal and he got the reward to get into this final.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's football. Like, you just, you know, you have to keep believing, like, you know, and we always keep believing that when we're on the pitch, like, you know, we just keep going for it and going for it, even if we were down by even more than that, like, we will always keep believing that something's going to happen for us. And against Mary's, you know, we got a reward. You know, we were probably the better team in that game, only for a silly goal at the start of the game, you know, just an unfortunate slip. So look, we really deserve to pull that one round.
But Stephen Hardy turned out to be the hero in the end for you.
Stephen Hardy, what a goalkeeper. I have to say, Stephen, since he's joined us like a few years ago, he's from the town here, but he is an amazing goalkeeper, really. And he's even in training, like, he would drain your confidence trying to score past him, because he is brilliant one-on-one, like. So, you know, we know what Stephen can do, and we're privileged to have him in part of the team.
How's your personal injury? You came off that day.
I did, yeah. Look, I should be all right, yeah. Look, the dreaded hamstring, I've had years and years of bad hamstrings. So, but look, I'll be 100% on the day. I'm sure of it. I know myself. But, yeah, hopefully I'll be all right.
You're talking about going in for one-on-one goal chances. You might be a key man for Eastern Hearts to get over the line.
We're all key men, to be honest. You know, it's 15 again. Like, you know, there's no one person that we'll be looking to. If it fell to me, if it fell to Shane, Declan Hannan, Gavin Horn, any of this Ross gag, it'd all, you know, that's what we'd expect, that we'd all put it away, no matter what.
And you've seen Tordesillas over the last 2 days. Maybe they were fortunate maybe to get the replay, but they showed how class they can be today with their performance.
Ah, yeah, they're a good side. Like, you know, we know we've played Tordesillas numerous occasions over the years. Like, we know what they're about. They're a great team too. Like, you know, like any team, like any top team in Sligo. But we know it's going to be a battle. And, you know, a final is a final. It's going to be a battle either way. So we'll be prepared for that.
What do you need to get right from your perspective?
Well, look, as long as we just need a good start, really. If we get a good start and our heads are right, you know, and that's where we'll build a platform from there. And we'll take it from there. But and work hard again, hard work.
And some of the younger fellas haven't tasted the final experience. Are they looking forward to it, or will they be nervous going into it?
I don't think anybody's going to be nervous, to be honest. No, I can't see us being nervous, to be honest. I think we'll all be excited. You know, maybe on the day a little bit nervous, but we'll enjoy the build-up, you know, because, you know, these are the moments you really enjoy with your club, like. So we will all enjoy it, and we won't be nervous. We're just going to go for it straight from the off on next Sunday.
And you'd love to bring that OMD Home Cup back.
It'd be great to bring it back to Eastern Harps, you know, since, I remember in 2010 we had great celebrations after. So look, I can't wait. Hopefully we'll bring it home, and maybe to Monastraden first, and we'll go from there after.
That's your home area?
That's my home area, Monastraden. So look, it'd be great to come back to Monastraden. It would mean an awful lot to us, to all of us, like. So it's a good lot of lads. Again, we've a big area, so it's a good lot of lads from all over. But
were you too young to take in that experience in 2010?
No, I wasn't. I was doing the, I think it was fourth year, maybe, or leaving cert, but I missed a few days of school. But, you know, I might have to miss another few days of school.
Yeah, you were telling me you're a school teacher in Dublin. Is it hard to keep the whole lot going?
No, it's not, because, you know, we're a close bunch, so nothing is hard. Like, going training, it's easy. We're all together, like, no matter what, even if we weren't in a final, even if this was only a quarter final or a group stage game, it's easy, because we all get on so well together. Like, we're all a group of lads playing together. We've been playing together for a long time, so coming down the country Tuesdays and Thursdays is no problem at all.
And finally, where do you think the key battles will be?
I think it'll be probably around the middle. You know, it'll have to be around the middle. We have a few big lads, they have a few big lads, and if we can get the ball inside early and quick, you know, they're the always key battles, both full forward lines, full back lines, the usual places really. You know, they're the battles that you'll have to win. The breaking ball, that's where we want to win.
Cheers, thanks very much, Mark.
Thanks very much.